This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
He still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome into a brand new weekend of the National Defense. My name is Randy Miller, and we do this show for one reason only. It's for our active duty military, our veterans, and their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you. Big show this week on our road to the Grammy Awards. That's right, the Grammy Awards happening this weekend, and we've got you covered with all kinds of singers, musicians, entertainers that we're going to feature on the program this week, right here on the National Defense. We're so excited to have her. I mean, maybe the best voice in the world, Wynonna Judd. How are you?
Wow. I need you every day to say that, please. Affirmation.
I need you every day. Listen, we've got a lot to cover. We've got a lot in common because you're okay. A Kentucky girl. I'm a Tennessee boy. And you talk to these Southern people every day. And I called my dad yesterday. I sent him a picture of my daughter. And I called my dad, who lives in Knoxville. And I said, Dad, did you get the picture of Charlsie? And he said, yeah, it looks just like her.
We're all related, I think.
Hey, and by the way, we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, and you have been here at least several years for this great charity event called Thunder Gong, and I saw you sing on a streetcar in Kansas City.
You did. You're right. Yes, we all have a story. I have a story, and we'll talk about it. Sure, I want to teach what I'm learning. Cactus Mosier, my sweet husband, lost his leg in a motorcycle wreck, and he and another character, Billy, started the charity Steps of Faith,
yes,
where we give prosthetics to those who need assistance. And we do a concert every day. You want to know more about it? It's Thunder Gong, and it's there in Kansas City. We come there, and we just celebrate music and raise money for these kids who simply want to go to school. I can't imagine being a parent of a child. You know, this kind of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It rocks my world. It rocks my world. This is not just a charity event. This is changing lives in a way that I'm looking and going, oh, my gosh, who would have thought that my sweet husband would have lost his leg and he's now a better drummer than he was. So our story is of overcoming and persevering through all of it. And that's what Cactus and I are doing musically and personally. we have a story like you do. We all have a story, and I'm just sharing mine today.
Well, you know, and it's not just a charity event. I mean, you take over the town. You take why don't a Judd hit your town? I mean, it's no longer your town. It's Winona's. Right. And it's just a fantastic event, and you do such a great job with it, which leads us into this next phase of you taking care of people with the launch of Winona CBD, which, wow, this is so great. I love the description. A luxurious new line of herbal-infused, hemp-derived products. I'm all about CBD. I give them to everybody. I give them to my dogs. I know the effects. Tell me about this new line.
Well, that's an interesting segue. I know this much. March 14th of 2020, my life changed as it did for so many forever. And I found myself going, like everyone else, what the hell? And I don't know what to do. I'm so helpless. I went into a bit of a hopelessness for 5 weeks, and I've marked it all, and I'm writing about my journey. Everyone has a story about this last year, and I'm used to going. I've been traveling since I was 17 years old and, you know, pursuing my dreams, and now I felt like I had been fired from my job in a way, like I did not have a job. And I had to find a new tempo. I started getting up in the mornings. I did well in the daytime. About 6 o'clock at night, I would just go into this funk, and I would feel the emptiness and the loneliness of not being with my fans and traveling, and my band and crew. They all went on unemployment, and I'm just feeling all this stuff. And I called a friend, and I said, we started talking, and sure enough, he has a company himself. And I said, dude. And he said, try it. And I was like, man, I'm not sleeping, and I'm not going on sleeping pills. I just know the too many stories out there. And I started to kind of go into a self-discovery, seeking. I needed to get information. I went into research, actually. You know, what is it that I need to do? Well, I have, newsflash, an addictive personality. Nobody ever said to me, hey, sing Love Can Build a Bridge at medium tempo and medium volume. No. No. I'm a champion. You know, I do everything really well that I can, and I will go out in a blaze of glory. So I remember thinking, man, if I'm not sleeping, well, that started the journey is my point. So they brought me CBD, and I said, dude, I got to do this because I will not take opiates and the benzos. I can't do it because I'm just terrified, because I'm home for who knows how long. Sure. I was terrified. I was literally thinking, you know, Winona can't tour in 2021 because whatever, you know, I just was really nervous, and I thought I got to have an alternative. And I started to look at this product. I live with my son and his wife in the house. They live here. He's an interdiction, a drug interdiction canine officer. And I was like,
wow.
You know, and my point is, I know statistics, and I knew too much, and I didn't want to do anything that wasn't, that I could not do in front of my son. Are you a parent? It's
absolutely.
They know.
Yep.
They know when you're lying.
Yep.
And I said, I've got to do something for myself. I'm not getting any younger. I've rocked through the world since 1983, jumping off risers to outdo Garth Brooks. Yes, I did. And I need surgery, and I can't do the surgery because it goes through the front of my where my vocal cords are. So I have to figure out what I'm going to do for this pain. And I'm just being honest. I don't have, what am I going to do? Take pain pills? That's, what is that?
Right.
You know, and I just get really nervous. So this is an alternative. That's my new word, to say no, to stop people pleasing, and to self-care. And this is part of my journey. And I just want us all to stop for a minute every day and go, okay, I'm going to take time out for me, because I don't do that. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a farmer, I'm a wife, I'm an artist. And I have to say no to somebody, say yes to me. And I'm not really good at that. So this is helping me to set better boundaries.
She puts the no in Winona. It's Winona Judd here on the National Defense. So Winona, this is perfect, because CBD, and by the way, you get it at WinonaCBD.com. This is perfect for our audience, which is active duty military veterans and their families, because CBD has saved the lives of many from the military, because when you talk about PTSD and you talk about opioids and everything else, CBD has been the solution. And I know that you have performed in front of so many veterans, and just talk about those experiences, if you will.
Well, it's been, I stood on the veterans wall, in 1984 and sang with my mom during a snowstorm, and the MC was Bob Hope, and that's where that's where my journey began, USO tours. And people may not know this, but I literally bonded with the military, and I'll tell you why. Because I didn't have family out on the road, not really, other than the band and crew. I didn't, you know, was famous. I was young. The military changed my life because I saw them. They're the most humble, the most, I've just never been around people like the military. My father figure was Vice Chief Staff of the Army of, during, Bush, and I went to Walter Reed in Bethesda, when I got my DUI. That was my public, give back, and it changed my life. And isn't that interesting? What a horrible situation to be in, and yet that experience changed me. I myself will tell you that I'm drawn to the military because of the commitment and because of the selflessness. I've always been that way. You know, I traveled with my mom on the road. I felt like a soldier my whole life. I felt like a
misfit. Yeah, I'll bet.
If you read my story, and then all of a sudden I realized I have performed for 6 presidents. I have been singing for these people for 38 years. And about 4 years ago, I got a dog from Mike Ritland, who's a Navy SEAL, Team 6. And this dog I got for PTSD, and it changed my life. So I'm all in it, man. This is my journey. This is me. It's not just a spokesperson. This is me.
No, listen, everything you say is real, Winona, and I appreciate that so much. And I know we have to wrap up, but before we do, WinonaCBD.com, and I have to tell you, your 5-song EP, Recollections. I love the song Angel from Montgomery, but you kill it. You kill it.
You know what I'm learning about all of us is that we're on a journey. And for me, and that's why I'm doing these interviews, because I want people to know that they're loved. Music is the most beautiful way to connect with people that are in different walks of life. Honey, I sing from Wall Street to Walmart. And, music is such a healer. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
I will tell you this one thing. I'm part of the whole, the CIA, FBI, all that stuff. I sing to those characters. We do online concerts. And you know what I hear everyone say is to reach out. One of the biggest problems I've had in my journey is to reach out and ask for help, because I was always told I had everything. Don't complain.
Right.
Don't be alone in your sadness. And I'm telling you today, it's not okay for you not to ask for what you need. We take care of everybody else, and we do the right thing because we know that's our job. But we matter too, and I just wanted people to hear that today, that you're loved, you matter, you can't give away what you don't have, and take better care of yourself. You're worth it. So if this can help anybody out there, so be it, and my job is done.
What a beautiful person. Winona, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Next time you're in Kansas City, I'm going to track you down.
You come to me. I'll be there this year. God willing, I'll be there this year.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford. The motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
My name is Ariel. I'm a strategic sourcing specialist at the Disneyland Resort. Transitioning out of the military is challenging. It can be one of the hardest things you've ever done. That challenge became the beginning of my journey. The military fellowship program allowed me to find the next chapter. It's the pathway to help veterans transition into the private sector. The Walt Disney Company does a great job of letting veterans know that they have a home here and can help them continue to give back to the community and build long-lasting relationships and create magic.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update. and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And you know all of these iconic songs, Time in a Bottle, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. You don't mess around with Jim, Operator, I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song. The list just goes on and on and on. You know every song from the legendary Jim Croce. What you might not know is that his son, AJ, has an incredible music career of his own and is celebrating his dad in a new tour. AJ Croce joins me here on the National Defense. AJ, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for calling.
Man, I am so much a fan of your dad's music, as so many people are. And, you know, tragically, Jim died in that plane crash, I guess, about a week before your second birthday, right?
Yes, 1973.
And so you did you know your dad at all?
You know, it's hard to say when you go back to those early memories, which are sort of real memories or implanted through the photographs and the home videos and the recordings of home sessions and so forth. But I feel like, you know, my father has always been here because the music's been so present. And and you know, I came to know him through his music and through my mother and family and friends. And so, you know, I have a sense that he's never really completely gone.
I bet that is the case. And now you're honoring his memory on the Croce Plays Croce 50th Anniversary Tour, which is kicking off, I guess, this week. And that is kind of, AJ, I've listened to a lot of your music. I love your music. I just listened to Play that you did with Ben Harper. What a great song that is. And
okay.
And that's kind of your direction now. I guess you started out more kind of like jazz.
Yeah, you know, when I got started, my first session was for a guy named Cowboy Jack Clement in Nashville when I was 17. And Cowboy was the guy that produced at Sun Records. He was the engineer there for Elvis and Jerry Lee and all of those great artists, worked with Johnny.
Oh, wow.
And that was my first session. And then B.B. King heard me when I was 18 and asked if I'd go out on the road with him. And that was like the start of everything for me. After that, I was out with Ray Charles and Aretha and James Brown and the Neville's and all these great R&B and iconic artists. But I've straddled a lot of different genres in my career, you know, as a player and then as a writer and singer as well.
So when you were out with B.B. King, did you ever see a little kid harmonica player by the name of Brody Buster?
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, Brody is from, we're based in Kansas City, and Brody came on my show when he was 10 years old. He was on the Johnny Carson show, and he toured with B.B. King playing a harmonica for years. But
he was such an amazing mentor to so many musicians.
Yeah.
Dozens of musicians came up through playing with him.
Yeah, we're talking to A.J. Croce here in the National Defense and the tour. Croce plays Croce 50th Anniversary Tour. Is kicking off. And AJ, that's kind of be a blessing and a curse to be named Croce, right? I mean, everybody knows the name, but then they walk in, they expect you to be playing all your dad's music.
Well, it's true. You know, I put it aside for a lot of years because I didn't think there was any integrity in just using
family
name. But you know, I was working behind the scenes because I love his music. I love his songs and his songwriting. And I was involved and have been still on a daily basis with his catalog as a publisher. So all of that has been part of my life, you know, on a daily basis. But but playing his music, that came about in a sort of a natural, organic way. Hmm. You know, I picked up guitar in my 30s. That helped. I found these tapes that I was archiving that where I heard him playing covers of songs that I played since I was a kid, and it was really realized we had this connection. It wasn't just his record collection, which I grew up with, and of course, listened to those same records he listened to, but it was a combination of all these things, and I felt like, you know, about 5 years ago, it was time to dive in and started adding a song here or there. And then 2019 started a Croce Plays Croce tour, really just sort of throwing one show in a month or something like that.
And did you guys have, am I making this up, or did your family have a kind of a restaurant venue in San Diego?
Yeah, she did. My mother had it for 32 years.
Yeah.
My stepfather ran it. She had multiple restaurants, a jazz bar and a blues and R&B bar. A lot of folks, national acts would play. I grew up around the club. I used to play in the jazz bar when I was, you know, when it first opened. I was 15, and I started playing there one day a week.
That is so cool. AJ, where can people find out where you're coming to?
They can go to my website at ajcroceymusic.com. They can go to any of the theaters where I'll be playing. They can also go to my social media at AJ Croce on Instagram and AJ Croce on Facebook. You can find me all over the place.
What a fantastic tribute to your dad. Thank you so much for the time, and best of luck on the tour, man.
Hey, thank you so much. I'll see you in Kansas City next year.
Absolutely. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
So let's say I've got Wi-Fi dead spots in my home. And so let's also say I did the smart thing and I picked up a TP-Link range extender to fix the problem. Where should I plug in that range extender? Jens Hemmings from TP-Link has the answer.
The nice thing about the TP-Link product is most of the models actually have an indicator light on the front that will be blue when your signal is optimal, and it will turn red when your signal strength is so low that it's not going to do an adequate job of extending your Wi-Fi. So it's really easy to go from plug to plug in the area that you're trying to extend the signal to and see where that ideal placement is.
TP-Link has a variety of range extenders to improve the strength and performance of your Wi-Fi. TP-Link.com has more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, I'm so excited. This guy, I have been a fan of Kenny Loggins for such a long time, and it's so great to have him on the program. Kenny, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Are you currently in the danger zone?
No, thank God. We're safely out of it for the next hour.
Good. Listen, I have been playing your songs on radio stations around this great country of ours for many, many years, and I do want to just thank you because finally, you know, you guys, Loggins and Messina, were the ones that came out with an 8 or 9 minute song and gave us a chance to run to the restroom or do whatever we needed to do, so thank you.
Do whatever you needed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you reference that in your book too. I'm listening to the audio book of your memoir, and mm-hmm. It is fantastic. I'm about halfway through, and you talk about that in your book. Which you are. How long did it take you to write that book? You're very candid.
It took the better part of a year.
Yeah, I mean, just you do such a great job, and you do a great job reading it as well.
Oh, thank you.
I mean,
yeah, that I had to learn how to do. That was on the job training.
I'll bet.
I figured out after about a chapter, I figured out that I needed an iPad with the whole book on the iPad, and then I used green markers, yellow markers, orange markers, all virtual, so that I knew where my emphasis had to be.
Right. Not so the emphasis in the wrong syllable.
Exactly. Right. After 15, 20 minutes, you're on autopilot.
Yeah, it's so good though. I've just finished the part where you're talking about girls coming and knocking on your door at 3 a.m. hotel rooms and then just how old that got. That had to get so old, Kenny.
It didn't get old quicker. But it did after a while. Not sleeping is a drag.
Right. Well, what a year for Kenny Loggins, huh? I mean, gosh, so you're on tour, Danger Zone, back in the Top Gun Maverick, and now you've released this memoir, Still All Right, which is so cool. And now you're teaming up with Jim Messina again for this great show at the Hollywood Bowl on July 15th and 16th. How does all of that feel?
It's whelming. It's sometimes overwhelming.
The Hollywood Bowl gig, I mean, the... when you did Sitting In, your first album with Jim Messina, that was 50 years ago. Can that even be true?
71.
Yeah. I just interviewed Jim Messina a couple of weeks ago, and it was it was a couple of days before the release of your book, and I said, "Are we going to read a lot of trash about you, Jim, and in Kenny's book?" And he said, "You might." But I haven't gotten to any Jim Messina big trash yet.
No, there's no big trash. I've sent him the chapters that were Loggins and Messina chapters before I sent it in to the publisher. But I didn't say, oh, you can rewrite this. I just said, if you have issues with this, let me know. We can talk about it.
As a courtesy.
It's a courtesy. Yeah. Where I did a little more with my ex-wives. I actually sent them the chapters and said, if there's anything in here you hate, let me know and I'll reword it.
Okay.
Last thing I need is to be back on the warpath with my ex-wife.
Right. No, nobody needs that. Well, it's funny when you're talking about Jim Messina and when you guys first got together, what a magical situation that had become. And I didn't realize that when you first got together, that was supposed to be a Kenny Loggins individual project, right?
Right. Jimmy was signed to Clive Davis and Columbia Records as a producer. He'd quit Poco, wanted off the road, and wanted to stay home and make records. And he was very good at that. And I was looking for a producer, so I auditioned ostensibly, originally, as an artist looking for a producer. And we started into that idea just by making some demos of my material that he would then send to Clive Davis, and Clive would go yes or no. And then in the process of making up arrangements, we did an arrangement on one of his tunes called Peace of Mind, which I sang on the Sitting In album. It was the last time that Kenny Loggins would sing a Jimmy Messina song, because from that point on, we were becoming a duo. And then with the success, the initial meteoric success of Loggins and Messina,
right,
Clive said, okay, I'm not promoting this record unless I can get a promise of 6 albums from an official duo. And so we went, okay, we're having fun. Let's keep going.
Well, and then it got a little rocky. I mean, you're 21 years old. You're brand new to everything, right? I mean, you're out of high school. You're writing songs, and then all of a sudden, like you talked about, it's this meteoric rise. And Kenny, Loggins and Messina are everywhere. And then came the business part of it, and it sounded like you kind of got taken care of by not only by Clive Davis but by Jim.
Well. Are you being? How are you using the term "taken care of"?
Well, taking advantage of, I guess.
But I just wanted to make sure which way you were using.
Yeah, I mean, very naive.
You can use it both ways, really, because on many levels, I was being taken care of. Jimmy was definitely my mentor, but Jimmy had an opportunity to renegotiate his artist deal now, being out of his Poco deal. with a successful band. I mean, how often do you get to be in the catbird seat like
that?
We're selling buckets of, you know, boatloads of records.
Right.
And he's going back to Clive and saying, well, if you want Loggins and Messina, here's what you got to do.
Right.
And he's got one of the toughest lawyers in L.A. working with him. The problem was that the inequality of Loggins and Messina was really putting a nail in the coffin, because what was supposed to happen in the perfect world was that my lawyer would then go, okay, Kenny's not going to record until you make their deals equitable. But they actually encouraged they being Columbia Records, actually encouraged the inequity of the deals by telling him and his lawyer, you cannot tell Kenny Loggins what we gave you. So right there, it sows the seeds of distrust.
Yeah, it really...
And it's the beginning of the end. And you would think a record company would want, you know, even though they didn't get the perfect deal that they would have wanted had he not been in that position, you still want the band to stay together. You to negotiate a deal that creates inequality, and then pit them against each other is not going to keep that band together.
Yeah,
and I just want to be clear, that's not why I left.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, and obviously you guys, I mean, you're getting ready to perform again at the Hollywood Bowl, so you know everything is a lot better now, obviously, the story of you guys, of you, Kenny, filling in for the Electric Prunes. That was so great. Because I think it's easy for people to think about your musical journey and say, that guy had it made. I mean, he's, you know, he hit song after hit song, and he goes in there and he does it and they take care. But I mean, it was a rocky start, especially with the Electric Prunes, right?
Yeah, that was a questionable choice. I was in second year City College, and I got a call from Jeremy Stewart, who was a music writer and arranger in Hollywood. And he said, Dad, I've been asked to be the new MD for the Electric Prunes, and would you like to be involved? And I said, well, do I have to play their songs? And he said, no, we don't have to play their songs. We can reinvent the music of that band. I said, well, let's give it a try. So I joined over the phone from the quad at City College, Pasadena. And then next thing I know, we're on the road, and it was not all it's cracked up to be.
The people showing up to see the Electric Prunes.
They're showing up to see the Electric Prunes. I had too much to dream last night to get me the world on time. Mass in F minor. We had nuns coming to the show. but I don't know how that went over, but I think they left early too.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of the show, Jeremy decides, well, Kenny's stuff always works. Kenny, you go out there alone and do three songs alone in the middle of the show.
Right.
So I got to watch the people leave. I played Danny's song and House of Pooh Corner and things that would later on become, you know, important songs in my career.
Right.
You know, not worth the powder to blow them up.
I'm Dan, and I'm a manager of supplier diversity at the Walt Disney Company. I enlisted in the Army when I was 17 years old, did a quick 30 years after that, and got out in 2017. Leaving that after 30 years, it's a scary thing. Figuring out how do I get where I want to be, that was the biggest challenge. I was looking for a company that I felt just as proud to work for that I did while I was in uniform. I remember one day I was driving home, and I said, I'm going to be a cast member at Walt Disney World. A few weeks later, it happened, so it was just a seamless transition, and I knew I'd made the right decision on which company to come to.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford Proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles and have publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Come and say that to you, and how important that was. That had to be a big moment. But, I mean, you've had plenty of big moments. You guys invented a genre. You invented a genre. But you also encouraged a lot of guys with long hair and a guitar to go to their girlfriend's house and try to sing songs like that.
Yeah. Well, a couple of genres right there.
Yeah, right. But you've kind of constantly been reinventing yourself too, right?
That's, you know, I always called it a moving target, because I couldn't hold still. I think the problem was that I had two big brothers, and they liked different kinds of music, and I loved them both, and I loved the music they were turning me on to. So I could do the Tim Hardin countrified folky thing, which I loved,
right.
You know, and that was sort of from Dylan on through. But then I also, my big brother Danny was turning me on to R&B and early rock and roll, you know, everything from Chuck Berry and Little Richard on through, even later on when the Beach Boys showed up. That was
sure.
A big thing for Danny to, you know, and all those harmonies. That influenced the intro to Whenever I Call You Friend.
Oh, wow.
So the music that comes through shows up sooner or later.
Well, you know, I mentioned that I've been fired from a lot of radio stations, not for playing your music, but in the middle of playing your music. And so now I host this show called The National Defense, which is dedicated to our armed forces around the world and all the veterans and their families. And I'm sure that you've had the chance to entertain just about everywhere, right?
Well, you know, my career was not as worldwide as it could have been. Because Loggins and Messina took off so fast that the manager saw that the money was going to be made in the States. And that if we were to go outside, like to Europe or whatever,
sure,
you have to start over. Hmm. And you're not going to make the kind of money that you can bring your band with you. So you right. have to start over with a reduced group. And they just felt like, that'll wait. Let's wait on that and just keep exploiting the United States right, whatever right. money we make. Yeah. And here we are, 22 years old. I got nobody to spend it on.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It's like, all of a sudden, all this money's coming in. What are you going to do with it? And it just made sense. And my business manager said, take your time moving up, you know, in the expense world.
Right.
Because it's really hard to move back down. So let's wait and see if this money's going to last.
But you did buy that BMW.
You had to do that.
And I love the way you went about it, as you talk about it in your book. You went to a NASCAR driver, is that right?
Right. He was. He came to a show, and he was a buddy of a friend of mine from college. And we hung out. We just started hanging out. And then about an hour worth of drinking, and I said, well, if you could have any car – streetcar, what would you have? And he said, BMW 3-liter coupe, which was the epitome of, you know,
sure.
fine
oh, yeah.
German craftsmanship. And so I just picked up the phone and called my business manager, left a message. It was probably 2 a.m. a drunken
Kenny Loggins on the phone.
They're acting, find me a BMW 3-liter coupe. And so she did. She called the next day and she said, I found one, and it's in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And they don't deliver.
And you do not have that car today?
Unfortunately, no. But a friend of mine found it.
Really?
Yeah, they found it. It was rebuilt, you know.
Right, right.
The first thing that car did when I sold it to my agent was he was driving down the freeway and the sunroof popped off. And I'm like, oh, I got out from under that one quick enough.
Right, right. But, oh, that's so
good. It's all been rebuilt and, you know, it has my credentials on it.
Well, Kenny, we do with our audience. We do a regular feature called "Got Your Six," and six rapid fire questions. So I'm ready for "Got Your Six" for Kenny Loggins. Are you ready?
Thanks for warning me.
Yeah. No, they're easy. So after you did, okay. "I'm All Right" for Caddyshack, how many stuffed gophers did you get from around the world?
About 1,000.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Tell us one thing about Jim Messina that nobody else knows.
The first thing I thought of, I don't dare say out loud. Oh, my God. We're 1 month apart. Well, that's nobody else. Well, that's probably information everybody has.
What?
We were born only 1 month apart.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Danger Zone is, of course, synonymous with Top Gun. What is the most dangerous thing you've ever done?
Well, I'm nowhere up there with you guys, that's for sure. It would be wood carving.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's some danger to that.
The knife slipped
right.
and cut into my hand, cut the nerve sheath, and I haven't been able to play the guitar anywhere near where I could when I was, what was that, 27.
Well, now you are responsible for a lot of tears through your music. When is the last time you cried?
Probably yesterday.
Really?
The older I get, the softer.
Oh,
I'm just
right.
an old softy.
I can't watch a toilet paper commercial.
God,
I can't make
what
it through.
Dog food commercials make me cry.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know exactly why. I think it's partly a reminiscing kind of thing
right.
about things that happen. I have a chapter in the book about saving Darla's life. You remember
yeah.
the girl who, when I broke up with her, she went out on the beach and tried to commit suicide.
Right.
And that's a very difficult story for me to tell without feeling the tears behind the intensity of that loss. Well, she didn't die, but I mean that.
Kenny, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for the great music over the years. And have a great time with Jim at the Hollywood Bowl, man. That's going to be a fantastic couple of nights.
Yeah, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's time for Troop Movements. That's the segment where we let you know what's going on in the military world. From South Korea, an F-15 Strike Eagle pilot took command of the 7th Air Force during the ceremony, 30 years after his father led the organization. Lieutenant General David Iverson relieved Lieutenant General Scott Plouce, who was scheduled to leave the Korean Peninsula that day to become the Air Force's Director of Staff at the Pentagon. The ceremony inside a hangar was led by the commander of U.S. Forces Korea, Army General Paul LaCamera. Osan, roughly 35 miles south of Seoul, is home to the 7th Air Force, U.S. Space Forces Korea, and the South Korean's Air Force Operations Command. In other troop movements, Larry Taylor, who received the Medal of Honor in September for his daring 1968 helicopter rescue during the Vietnam War, died Sunday, according to a news release from the Congressional Medal of Honor Society. He was 81. Talk about your big business. Vice Admiral Mike Connor from Connecticut had spent 35 years dragging his family from one Navy station to another during a career capped by being named commander of U.S. submarine forces. So, after military retirement, he gave his wife the chance to decide where to settle down. She chose Mystic, Connecticut. And he chose not to retire. Instead, he started a new business called Thayer Mahan, a nod to a famed naval strategist and historian from more than a century ago named Alfred Thayer Mahan, whose classic book, The Influence of Sea Power on History, had a lasting impact on military thought both here and abroad. Connor believed his new company could have a continued impact on U.S. submarine forces by addressing one of the Navy's biggest problems. The price of submarines was going up at the same time the capacity to build them was going down. His solution? More small unmanned submarines that could supplement the work done by larger Navy vessels. The whole idea was, can you sit in headquarters somewhere and drive a vehicle on the other side of the world, get the information from it, and redistribute that, Connor said. Thayer Mahan, which holds several marine technology patents, has proven it can, as the Defense Department acknowledged in November, by awarding the company a $19.3 million contract to continue the development of its autonomous maritime sensing technology. And a final troop movement here, historical markers in Savannah, Georgia. Dot George's nearly 300-year-old first city, like Spanish moss does the limbs of Savannah's ubiquitous live oak trees. So, the plaque that fronts American Legion Post 135 is often overlooked. The sign reads, Birthplace of 8th Air Force, and in 175 words, summarizes the origins of a military unit that changed the course of history. America redefined airborne warfare in World War II with the advent of high-altitude bombing and a new arm of the Army Air Corps, which became known as the Mighty 8th, was founded in what is now the Legion Post located a half block south of Savannah's picturesque Forsyth Park. The 8th is widely credited with expediting the defeat of Nazi Germany. The planes flew missions deep into Germany to destroy the munitions depots and factories that made up the Nazi war machine and inflict crippling psychological damage by leveling the Reich's cities. Yet relative to D-Day, heroes, and the soldiers who turned the Nazis back at the Battle of the Bulge, the airmen of the 8th Air Force are unsung. Films such as Band of Brothers, Saving Private Ryan, and Fury have immortalized America's ground warriors in the European theater. Conversely, the story of the Mighty 8th has gone largely untold beyond the historical marker and the exhibits of the National Museum of the Mighty 8th Air Force located on Savannah's outskirts. Until now. The docudrama Masters of the Air premiered last week on Apple TV with the release of the first 2 of 9 episodes, with additional installments available each of the 7 Fridays that follow. A project led by Hollywood icons Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and Gary Getzman. The miniseries is a companion piece to the previous World War II historical dramas Band of Brothers and The Pacific, and chronicles the Mighty 8th's contributions through the airmen of the 100th Bomb Group, or Bloody 100th, one of 40 8th Air Force bomber groups that battled the Nazis in the sky above Western Europe. The battle in the air was unique and changed the course of the war and history, Getzman told Entertainment Weekly. The dedication of these young men was instrumental in our eventual victory. And that's all your troop movements for this week from the National Defense.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.